The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. And is it a good Wednesday morning?
Or are you just saying that out loud?
I said it means good Wednesday morning. It's like good day, sir.
Oh, okay.
Like that. I mean, it's good. I hope you're having a good, or make this a good morning. That's what that means. It's not, doesn't mean it is a good morning. That's all.
It just, are your mornings right now, like, where are your days tied to when you say, yesterday was a good day? Today was a good day. Yesterday was a good day for me. It was my anniversary. Had a nice dinner together.
You forgot it in the morning.
No, I didn't. She keeps saying I forgot it too. She keeps pushing that agenda in that that mainstream media agenda that I forgot it, and that's just not
it. It's fake news.
Yeah, it is fake news. I remembered it. I was trying to keep it a secret so that how are you going to have a surprise for someone if you talk about it?
You're not going to talk about it, but you're going to wake up and say, happy anniversary, honey.
Yeah. And she's like, we had our little couples massage together. Nothing happened. Deshaun jokes, please. No Deshaun jokes, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, what now?
We had our little couples massage together. And I said, see, I set this up. She goes, really? What time? I said,
last month.
3 o'clock. I called like a couple weeks ago and set this up. This is your, I forgot. And she said, really? And then I had to get on the phone and set. She goes, because that's too late, because we wanted to go to Ryan's early, remember? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if it was 3 Eastern, which would make it 2 Central. I said, I can't remember. So I'm trying to call in the car. She obviously knows, and I'm trying to still sell it. And she gets right at the, as I'm in the car booking it for 2 o'clock, she gets in the car and can hear the, you know, it's already Bluetooth to the car. She gets in. Because we had to head out to physical therapy, and she's like, she hears, okay, so 2 o'clock then. Yes. Okay, thank you, bye. She goes, 2 o'clock. Oh, 2 o'clock. I said, yeah, I had to call and change
it.
It turns out it was 3 Central I had booked it for. I thought it was 3 Eastern I booked it for. So I needed to make sure. So, yeah, we're just going 2 Central. So
2 Central.
Told you I didn't forget. Ta-da. So I booked.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. So my, there we go, my good man. My good days, though, are typically tied to
sports.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Astros,
sports teams.
Not Rockets when they're that terrible. Right now, it's more Astros related.
No. Because every day would have been a misery last year.
Yeah. It's more Astros related. But I was thinking about this yesterday, John. We're in a period right now where if you're a sports fan, and I understand a lot of our listeners aren't watching the NBA playoffs, and that's cool. I am. I'm trying, you know, you get a little action going. It makes it matter more. And sometimes I'm just interested because of Chris Paul for the Suns, and a little less so for P.J. Tucker or Clint Capella, but still, they're Rockets, and we got Pat Beverly on the Clippers. So we got a full Rockets. Daryl Morey has put together teams for other, and Rafael Stone have put together, you know, Rockets championships on different teams. That's what we're doing. And James Harden was a different team. So remember that time back last year in late July where we had, I think it was late July or it was mid-July, basketball. We had something going every single day.
Mm-hmm.
We're in that same time frame now where we've got, now, I understand not all of you are going to be into this, but I'm watching all these. Euro 2020.
Right. That's fun.
Basketball every other night.
Yep.
I mean, every other night is the playoff game, so it's every night. We got every night basketball. And we're in the midst, and we're coming to the end of it, thankfully, because they're running out of gas, 20 games in 20 days of baseball. I've got sports, like, throughout the day right now.
Mm-hmm.
I got sports because you got your soccer has been staggered, 2 different games, 1 at 10 and 1 at 2 right now. I got – or it was 11 and 2 right now, 10 or 2, 11 and 2. I got action all day long. I'm sorry. I've got sporting events I'm watching all day
long.
Right. And then you throw in a Thursday for you, and that starts the golf. Whatever the week's golf is.
That's right.
This isn't the
Rocket Mortgage.
The summer's supposed to be the dead time. But right now, it's not a dead time. It's like last year when we first got our sports back and they were rolling to try to get through a basketball season. We got stuff going all the time every day.
Well, yeah, because the NBA has helped out. Now, historically, the worst days of the year are the All-Star break.
Yeah.
And that's coming up.
Well, you don't have the Euro Championship, but next year we'll have...
But we're going to have the NBA Finals at that time.
Actually, you know World Cup is not in the summer next year, right? People would have died in Qatar.
Oh, right, right.
It's in Qatar. They would have died. If Portland's getting to 114...
Haven't enough people died from this World Cup in Qatar?
There's this place in Pakistan that's the normal temperature is like 125.
It's like Portland?
Yeah, they're now telling stories like, yeah, this place is getting so hot that humans really can't inhabit it anymore. It's just too hot and people are, you know, just dying across the board. It's just the human body can't withstand it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've always wondered, like, how are they going to do the World Cup? When y'all took the grift and a bunch of money from Qatar under the table and then, you know, they moved it, just so everyone knows. It's November, right, Dell, is when World Cup is next year. It had to be November.
But that's crap.
I know. It's going to put us right in the middle of
football. It's still going to be in the morning, right? It'll be good.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, those people have weird times.
Yeah. So we got to the sport. Next year is going to be it's going to be a weird November because we'll have now baseball be out. But we'll have our football and then we'll have the World Cup. But right now it's kind of a cool time if you're a sports fan. If you're a fan of watching all sports, you know what I mean? Right now if you're a baseball fan – it was really cool being an Astros fan. It has been less cool lately.
So we're watching. They're up there. They've won about 7 games in a row, and we're watching over at
Wimbledon. Almighty Dollar points out Wimbledon too.
Yeah,
I wasn't watching that, but it is on.
Kid. Is it really on? Is it really on? If nobody knows,
I think it's on Discovery Channel.
So we're watching. I think they've won about 7 in a row. And Colleen over at she runs Dan Pastorini's tournament. She's a long time Houstonian, and she's been in the middle of the sports scene. She goes, you know what? This team leaves a lot of men on base. Okay, I look at this. They went in the first inning. I think they left a couple on base. She goes, they're leaving. I said, Colleen, they've won 7 games in a row. Are you gonna nitpick? It's okay. They leave men on base. You know what's not okay right now? Leaving men on base. She was dead right. I mean, it's unbelievable how they can't come up with a hit anymore with runners in scoring position. It is unbelievable. How many walks again last night did they have? It's crazy how many guys walked the last couple of games and they cannot get runners home.
No,
it's unbelievable. This team, how it's not coming through anymore.
Well, it just seems really are focusing on that this year. Like it's more obvious to us. I'm sure it's like this every year, but haven't we talked about this? It seems like a lot more this year.
The left on base?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
Seems like we've talked about LOBs a lot more this year.
Yeah, LOB, 12 last night.
Ooh.
12.
It was 12?
12. And it's not... It's that, and it's every night now. The game before was...
Well, that's like record-breaking LOB, it feels like.
No.
I know it's not, but it's not. It feels high.
It's not even close. The night before, how many left on base? 13. It's crazy what they're doing right now. Hey, come up with a let's go, guys. This you guys are clutch, remember? But are you still calling me a wussy, Dell? Are you still calling me a wussy? What did I say before these two series this 10 game stretch? They're going to play at the level of their competition. Is that what's going to happen here?
Yeah.
And then they won the first four, and you guys, you're such a wussy. Now look at them.
It's 4 of the last 5 are losses against the Tigers and the Orioles.
That's right.
People might want to recognize
they're five and four.
They tend to play the other than that Orioles series where they swept them. They tend to play the level and because now they're trying. Orioles are going for a soft sweep today. They're trying not to get swept by the Orioles today. They got to ball out so that they don't get swept at home by the Orioles.
By the Orioles,
and they've scored 3 runs or less in 4 straight games. No, in 3 of the last 4 games.
So I mean, come on.
Oh no, I'm sorry. 4 of the last.
This
5
is
games.
Ridiculous now. This is the Orioles. They were your fodder. I wonder if they were laughing at them in the dugout when they were in Baltimore. If they were just like, oh, you guys suck. Why are we even playing against you guys? And now Baltimore comes back. Oh, yeah? How's this taste in Minute Maid in front of your home fans that are sitting on their hands the whole game?
Sitting on their trash cans. It's good for you cheaters to get this.
So did we find out that was not...
I don't care. To me, it's spider tech, and I'm sticking with it.
Wasn't it some kind of heat thing?
Well, no, people are trying to say that was muscle warming stuff. If you look at the video, so they put muscle warming stuff.
Just a dab?
A dab on the guy's long sleeve shirt?
Yeah.
What? You know it's supposed to go on the skin, not a shirt.
And you're supposed
right?
to rub it in.
That's just people trying to make. This is the thing about people make excuses for any form of cheating or potential cheating. One thing you're going to find is that people, there's going to be a group of people who will try to find reasons why it's not cheating.
Yeah.
So yesterday, something that happened on this text string was they showed a big glob, a big jar, which is not what was in the guy's hands, of muscle warming. This is a muscle warming cream, you dorks, blah, 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 blah. Oh, is it really? Because it's A, not in the jar you're showing us, and B, they're rubbing it on. They were rubbing it on the guy's long sleeve shirt underneath. Like, what in the world? And anyway, it's the same hand as a pitching hand, so he couldn't. You know, so how would he even get his hands on it? Let's see. Take the glove off of the mound. Take the glove off and adjust your shirt. It's not. You can't figure out how to do that if it's underneath your pitching hand. You can't take your glove off and adjust your shirt.
Then you got to put it on your left hand, then it's transferred over to your right.
Yeah, so what? That's all you have to do with
Well, you
it doesn't
to put
take
it on
a
ball.
Lot.
You gotta put
it doesn't
ball.
Take a lot.
Yeah.
You know, from what I understand, you can get a little bit on your fingers. It's not a glob of anything. You put a little bit on your fingers, and it'll last you.
Yeah.
That's why they check the hand. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot.
No, and the glove and everywhere else. And they're going to cheat. That's what baseball does. It's baseball being baseball. It's what baseball does. Trust me, the spider attack is not gone. It's not gone. They're going to find a way, somehow, some way to cheat because pitchers are now getting embarrassed. Apparently, Lucas Giolito and Josh Donaldson went at it. The White Sox beat the Twins 7-6. But Donaldson ain't scared now.
Donaldson always. I told you he would love to be an MMA fighter. He mm-hmm. said that.
He is. It's not sticky anymore. He said he shouted out to his teammates, and Lucas Giolito said he's an effing pest. That's kind of a classless move. If you're gonna talk ship to my face, talk ship.
I'm just telling you, if you want to go, Josh Donaldson would go.
Don't go across home plate and do all that. Just come to me. He said we won. The W's next to my name. They're in last place. Bye. Listen, I'm really sick of baseball right now over these last 5 days. Really sick of
baseball. Yeah, baseball.
Oh, look at Dell. He's like, finally.
Baseball needs a break right now.
I know.
I liked it when the Astros were rolling people.
No,
I don't like it when they can't score runs against the Orioles and Twins. The Tigers. And then, of course, the bullpen is back to normal.
Yeah, no, it's and Robel Garcia didn't help it at all. It's 13 past on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
Your boy Stan, a problem, too.
If you want to get in here, Craig DeSurf probably wants to get in here.
Craig DeSurf's not a problem. Craig DeSurf is a solution to what your needs are. If you say, man, I got a pickup truck that I've had for 10 years, 11 years, and it's been good to me, and I've used it. I've driven all over Houston. Maybe you're a real estate appraiser. Maybe you're a contractor, and you've just gone through all your mileage there, and you say it might be time for a new one. Well, it might be. Let me recommend the GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab. You can get it tricked out to whatever your standards are going to be, whatever you're looking for, the toolbox, whatever it is on the interior you want and the exterior, they're going to make it happen for you. My friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, they have cash, they have purchase allowances going on right now that you can find online at LanceZCars.com. It's a beautiful pickup, the GMC Sierra. And might I also recommend, if you're in the market for an SUV, looking at the GMC Acadia. The Acadia is a crossover to SUV where if you want the space on the interior that you've had with your SUVs, but you want to lower the rate substantially, might I suggest that GMC Acadia? That's something that a lot of people love. And there's plenty of different vehicles on the GMC side. But I can just tell you that if you're a pickup guy, it's hard to find something that is more beautiful and rugged and it performs as well as the GMC Sierra 1500. Check them out online at LanceZCars.com. They're located in Angleton. It's about 42 minutes from downtown. However, it is also going to provide you thousands of dollars of discounts because they don't have the overhead that the other guys have. LanceZCars.com. That's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet and Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Right now, it is when you got to give your team a lot of love. I mean, you know, getting on them right now. I mean, these guys are professionals. You know, you got to give them love at this moment. You know, and just and give them encouragement. That's what they need now, you know, as much as anything. I mean, because, you know, when you're in a bad way, you got to fight your way through it.
Yep, you got to fight their way through it. That's what they got to do. There's Dusty. Got to pull them out. You know what? They need that. You know what? You know what will be great? When they come up with some hits with runners on base, that'll be great. That's when you pull your way out of it. That's what happens.
This is baseball, though. You just get in a patch. It doesn't make sense. Every individual little patch doesn't make sense from the last one. It's independent, and you're averaging 7.5 runs a game in one moment. And the next moment, you can't scratch out more than 3 because everyone's left on base. When you were scoring all those runs, everyone's hitting. Everyone's hitting. Everyone's bringing runs in, you know, that are on base. They're all coming in. Your bullpen's pitching well. Your starters are pitching well. It's all going good. Then all of a sudden, you just get in a funk like this, and it doesn't look anything like what you just saw. That is baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I can't turn around. Hey, listen, you were asking who is cool. I saw a picture yesterday of Fromber and Luis Garcia in the dugout.
Yeah.
And Luis Garcia had the ponytail thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Luis Garcia is cool. He is cool.
He's got a vibe like a character from a Tarantino, like a Tarantino movie, but just maybe for something from Jackie Brown, maybe.
Yeah.
Where he's just, it's not in it a long time, but he's in a scene where you remember him. Oh, the guy with the ponytail, that scene. Yeah.
No, he's cool, and he's on the mound tonight, so this is over. Luis Garcia ends this tonight.
Is this foolishness over?
48-32, still a game and a half over the A's, thanks to the Rangers last night, beat the A's 5-4, so we appreciate Love the Rangers. Rangers are our guys. So we really appreciate them and what they did. At least the Rangers did the Astros a solid last night, says Text 21. You are correct, sir. Hey, guys, don't know if you all talk about this. No, Trevor Bauer has been accused of assault against a woman in Los Angeles. Apparently, the alleged victim was granted a temporary domestic violence restraining order in Los Angeles on Tuesday. She says that he assaulted her earlier this year. At the hands of the order as a result of a recent assault that took place at the hands of Mr. Bauer. He is a Houstonian, am I right? Trevor Bauer lives here in the Woodlands, doesn't he?
Does he?
Yeah, I think he does.
Are you sure? I know he took a picture here by Minute Maid Park, but he also did it in like 4 other parks too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
No, he was outside the park, and he was like, yeah. We were all thinking, oh,
I saw the picture,
there was all
but
kinds
I didn't.
Of...
I haven't heard.
Somebody
that he
said
lives
that
here.
He's got a. Just if anybody knows, because no. We'll believe you if you say it on Twitter. If you tweet us something, we believe you.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
so. Somebody said on Twitter that he had a house here, whether or not he does, whatever. But it's the statement.
Have you seen what the what the full statement is?
A statement from Bauer's agent issued to Yahoo Sports characterized the relationship between Bauer and the woman as brief and wholly consensual, with requests from the woman for rough sex. Following their second encounter, the statement claimed the woman shared photos with Bauer indicating she sought treatment for a concussion, to which the agent says Bauer responded with concern and confusion, while the alleged victim was neither angry nor accusatory. So,
she said Mrs. Hill drove to San Diego to Mr. Bauer's residence and drove from San Diego to Mr. Bauer's residence in Pasadena, California, where she went on to dictate what she wanted from him sexually, and he did what she asked. Following each of her only 2 meetings with Mr. Bauer, Mrs. Hill spent the night and left without incident, continuing to message Mr. Bauer with friendly and flirtatious banter. In the days following their second and final encounter, Ms. Hill shared photos of herself and indicated that she had sought medical care for concussion. Mr. Bauer responded, as you mentioned, with concern and confusion. And
Ms. Hill was neither angry nor accusatory. Mr. Bauer and Ms. Hill have not corresponded in over a month and have not seen each other in over 6 weeks. Her basis for filing protection order is non-existent, fraudulent, and deliberately omits key facts, information, and her own relevant communications. Any allegations that the pair's encounters were not 100% consensual are baseless, defamatory, and will be refuted to the fullest extent of the law. So we'll see if this goes anywhere. Obviously, there's some pictures, there's some medical stuff, there's some text that, you know, that their side is saying was flirtatious and consensual. We'll see. We'll see where this one goes.
Yeah, we'll see. There's always two sides to a story, and I'm sure if it ever comes to it, they'll get her preference, her sexual preferences, and it'll, you know, and if it's consistent with that she likes it rough, then that's going to be a difficult case. Speaking of which, a difficult case. Did you guys see Deshaun out and about at a wedding?
No, and I was thinking about this. I haven't seen Deshaun out and about anywhere, and I haven't heard about anybody in Houston.
So Deshaun was at a buddy's wedding.
Remember, I don't follow him on Instagram, so I have no idea.
Yeah, so he was out and about, and he was at a wedding, and here is Deshaun. I'm going to show you Deshaun dancing here. There he is.
It's just pretty.
It's pretty
standard fare.
Well, yeah. You know,
is this a small wedding?
Yeah, I don't know, but somebody took a picture of him dancing. Okay. It's not great. It's Juju's not a great dancer either, right?
It's low key.
It's not Antonio Brown.
No, it's low key.
Yeah, it's low key. He's kind of shuffling back and forth.
But why are we, is he not allowed to go?
No, he absolutely
is. He in house arrest?
He is not. No, he's not in house arrest, and he's not. But we haven't seen Deshaun.
I haven't seen a lot of pictures of him, no.
No.
I haven't heard anyone say.
We have seen him work out, and then the comments of him working out.
I haven't heard anyone say that they've seen him out either.
Yeah.
Like, nobody on Twitter, nobody has said, I saw Deshaun here, I saw Deshaun there. I saw a guy that I thought looked like Deshaun at the post office the other day when I was mailing stuff, which got me thinking, wonder if anyone's seen, is he going to rest? Surely if he went to Turkey Leg Hut or went to Mastro's or whatever, somebody would have taken a picture and posted it if they saw him. I haven't heard anything like that. I haven't seen anything like that. I thought it was a little bit strange that is he just completely holed up? But maybe not. That's also a private event, though.
Yeah. Somebody posted it. It's on totalprosports.com if you want to look at it. The story says, after months and weeks of complete silence from Deshaun Watson on social media, he's slowly making his way back to the 2021 NFL season draws near. The Houston Texans quarterback recently stepped out in public with his insanely hot girlfriend. And I don't know how to... Jilly, A-N-A-I-S. I don't want to mispronounce that. Dell, any idea?
Isn't it Anais?
Anais?
I think. I don't know. I haven't heard her name said out loud by anyone who would know her name.
Yeah, I don't know how to say that. I don't want to missay it because you could, especially with Deshaun, you don't want to be A-N-A-I-S.
I don't think it's that.
Okay. All I'm saying is I'm not going to misspeak that. Watson was all smiles as he jumped on the microphone, spoke about his close friend, and even hit the dance floor. Not a great dancer.
I don't know. Is he dancing with an old person? That's why. That's the only reason I would think he's dancing that way. Is that the person to his left like an older lady?
Like they're all dancing together. And yes, that it looks like an older woman.
Yeah, so maybe you're not going to really put your A game out there for an old woman, are you?
I don't know. Sean's putting his A game out there for 40 different.
Is that his A game?
I would hope so.
That's an A game?
He's really proud of it.
I don't know. The alleged what he was doing seems like C-minus stuff at a maximum, excuse me.
I don't think. I mean, he's got a lot of anger.
That seems
he made a lot of women angry. I know that.
What he's doing
So maybe it wasn't an A game.
No, but he's talking about the dance video, right?
Oh, that.
Deshaun is the dance video. I think Deshaun is, that's more like a sparring, you know, when a couple guys put the boxing gloves on and they're really, I mean, it's really just more about movement and positioning and they're not, it's just, it's a very light spar is what his dancing.
If he's at a club with his what was it, insanely hot girlfriend?
Yeah, that's
if he's at a club with her.
Is that the Jilly girl? Is his
that's
hot
Jilly.
Girlfriend? So he's everything's Jilly, still good there.
I'm not saying her last name.
But everything's still good on that front.
She has said she's going to stay with him till extinctions. That seems
extinction?
That's a lot to
that
say.
That seems like a long time.
That's a lot to say when you don't, when you literally don't know what the future holds. And by the way, Deshaun has something to say about that, too.
Yeah, I'm
sure, the last girlfriend from Clemson thought, I'm with him till extinction, too. No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You're with him until year one.
Yeah,
the end of year one.
Until he met Mia Khalifa.
Yeah, Adam. Things change quickly.
Hey, you mean I have access to this girl I probably watched on this website? Who are you again? What's your name, Clemson girl?
Well, we had a good time, didn't we?
Yeah, it was great. Okay, being my college girlfriend was great, wasn't it?
Beat it.
It's a distinct difference because Trevor Lawrence, the girl he was with or is still with, they're married now. I think he had been with her for quite a while. Deshaun was like,
no,
nah,
I ain't doing that.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
I got 22 others that are looking for me.
So I don't know if he approached her that way initially. And by the way, it's 40 plus. At least he gets massages.
Well,
from
nothing happened there. Remember?
But Trevor Lawrence followed Deshaun in a lot of ways, winning a national title, being a Clemson legend. One way he didn't follow him was, I'm going to ditch my college girlfriend.
Right.
Trevor's like, I'm going to Jacksonville. It ain't going to get better than you. I'm just going to stick with you.
You think he said it ain't going to get better in Jacksonville? I might as well settle.
Like Deshaun went to a big city. Trevor went to Jacksonville.
Yeah, but Deshaun goes all over the country
And Trevor's not doing it. I didn't say settle. I just said he thought to himself, you're pretty great. Ain't no chance I'm upgrading in Jacksonville. So, come on.
I don't know that he said that. Hey, listen, will you marry me? I ain't getting any better in Jacksonville.
It's not the most romantic thing to say.
I'm not sure that happened. Anyway, so Deshaun was out and about at a wedding. I don't know if it was her friends, his friends, whatever the case. But, he got on the microphone and he said, you know, congratulations.
How was that wedding party? Not even the wedding party. That audience reacting. When a guy who's kind of infamous at this point right now, used to be famous, now infamous, is up there, you're like, come on, man. Aren't you thinking, if you're not a close friend, maybe even if you are, but there are people at that wedding who don't know him very well, and aren't they just going, what?
Mm-hmm.
Where's your towel at?
And don't you look at her and go, sorry.
Everyone's giving Jilly the pity eyes.
Yeah. At 7:30, ESPN 975-713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, let's go. Talking Astros. Hey, how about, oh my goodness. We got some NBA to talk after last night. What the hell's going on in the NBA? Next.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Get low when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Someone's down. And it looks like it's Giannis grabbing that left knee. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. There was a lot of contact on the alley there. This is something you absolutely don't want to see. Oh, I can see the hyperextension. Yep, the left knee. Oh,
man. Can't even look at it.
No.
That was last night, courtesy of TNT. C-Dell. It was Reggie Miller going, oh, no.
And Marv.
And Marv Albert.
Marv made a noise, too.
Marv did make a noise. This is Marv's last series.
Correct.
Of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's more injuries for star players, or big-name players with Giannis and then Capella.
You mean Trae Young?
Well, Trae got hurt, Giannis got hurt, and Capella.
Yeah.
We know that one.
But Giannis and Capella too.
But star players. I think, you know, Trae Young being out, and I mean, it's unbelievable. Without Kawhi, the Clippers advance. Without Trae Young last night, what was the line?
Eight and a half. On the road.
On the road, eight and a half. But no Trae Young.
The line makers have gone completely ballistic on the Bucks. And then at half, they were a 9.5-point favorite at halftime. The Bucks, because the Bucks were down 13 at half. 9.5 in a half? That's what?
Well, they figured it was going to be a close game.
They actually came back, and then it spiraled out of control.
Well, Giannis got hurt, and it was over.
Now, Giannis is walking around afterwards. We're going to see what's with Giannis. I think Giannis is going to be able to
play. Trae Young will be back, right?
He's a game-time decision for Game 5. Yeah. The Bucks, a report has the Bucks fearing that it's a major ACL injury.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Because they showed him moving around at the game, and I know the announcers were hopeful.
Yeah, a report. I don't know. I don't know what time of the night, but it came out that the Bucks are really concerned. The MRI will determine that today.
So we're either going to get a possibility of a Giannis-less Bucks team in the finals or the Hawks.
Can we trust the Bucks? You trust the Bucks to get two more without Giannis?
How good would that be if the Bucks pull it off and the Clippers pull it off and you've got no Giannis and no Kawhi? Like, at least the Clippers have been playing like this. The Bucks would get the brakes beaten off them. You don't just replace 30 and 12. Yeah. You don't just replace that. There's nobody on your bench. There's not two guys who are going to go out there and get you that on a regular basis. Like, we'll just get it in tandem. No, you're not going to get what Giannis does in tandem.
Pretty much no. This postseason, holy crap. Every team. We had Chris Paul out because of COVID. We've had Kawhi out. We've had Trae Young out now. We've got Giannis out. We had Anthony Davis out. It's guy after guy after guy.
I give you the list. If Giannis misses a game, if the Bucks' fears are real, then he's going to miss time. He would be the 10th All-Star to miss a playoff game.
Now,
and that doesn't even include Trae Young, because Trae Young wasn't an All-Star.
Now, LeBron tried to blame it on the schedule. This is just bad luck. I mean, if you look at a hyperextended knee, has nothing to do with an extended schedule.
Trae Young stepped on a referee's foot.
That has nothing to do with the 72-game schedule and how it was. That's bad luck. I mean, they're having a series of just the star players are running into some bad luck. It's not all soft tissue.
Let's go down the list. Anthony Davis, what will we blame that on? We're going to blame James Harden on being fat, right?
Yeah.
Why his hamstring
was an
issue?
I think there is a chance that James maybe hasn't been in the best conditioning. Yeah. I think there is that chance.
Okay.
Anthony Davis, he had an ankle?
Soft tissue.
A soft tissue.
Well, wait, was it ankle or was it groin? Wasn't it groin?
I think he had both, but I think the groin was the thing that kept him out of the series.
And that guy, his nickname is Iron Man.
No, that's Tony Stark.
Or Iron Horse.
No, not that either.
I mean, they call him the Marathon Man. He never hurt. He's always super durable.
They call him Anthony Correa.
Oh, that's not great.
Kyrie.
Anthony Fuller. Kyrie was mental health.
No, he didn't miss a playoff game because of mental health.
That you know of.
Are you sure?
No. Yeah, I remember when he got hurt.
What was his injury again?
It was the knee.
So long ago.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
It was his knee, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Who else?
We have
a knee.
Kawhi, who had a knee as well.
Yep.
A knee is a knee.
Donovan Mitchell. Well, I mean, wear and tear. Who knows? Right. Donovan Mitchell ankle, right? He had an ankle issue throughout, even leading into the playoffs.
Yep.
Joel Embiid. He had the, what did he have? He had the meniscus tear, the slight tear. Mike Conley, I don't even remember what he was dealing with, but he was out.
Yeah.
Mike Conley was an All-Star this year. Jaylen Brown, he got hurt right before the playoffs started or during them. They're out so quickly that we don't remember. And then Chris Paul, obviously, with the shoulder, and then COVID. And then you add Trae Young, so that would be 11 if he was an actual
Jaylen
All-Star.
Brown was a wrist injury.
Okay. Which knocked him out for the season.
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of star guys miss time, and Giannis is next up on the list, it looks like.
Man, it's not good for, I mean, look, this Jaylen Brown's fall is just bad luck. I'm watching how he hurt the wrist. What are you going to do? Doesn't matter what the schedule looks like. If you fall down on your hand like that, you're going to get hurt pretty bad.
And Kyrie had hurt an ankle, not a knee.
An ankle, okay.
Yeah, so it is, but it is bad luck for the NBA because if you go into the playoffs with, I mean, there is a chance we get. I want to see what happens with Clint Capella too, but Trae Young will be back. If Trae Young, if you get the Atlanta Hawks versus the Phoenix Suns, I mean, I don't care what the TV ratings are. I don't think the average sports fan is really going to be tuning in, to be honest with you, is my guess.
Yeah, it's not, you know, LeBron versus the Nets. No, it's not going to be.
And I'm fine with different teams being factors. Dell mentioned the NFL model. I'm fine with that. I personally don't have a problem with that. You're definitely not getting your best. I think the Suns would give you, you know, you could make an argument that the Suns are the best that there is to offer in the West. If they get through the teams, they beat the Lakers. Mm. And I know there was an injury, and right now there's no Kawhi, but this is still the same team that won their last playoff series without Kawhi.
Yeah, for it to be, and I don't know why we care about this. We talked about this yesterday. Who cares? You want to watch the games? Watch the games. If you don't want to watch the games, don't watch the games.
True.
But you need star power. If it was Durant and James and Kyrie against LeBron and Anthony Davis, two heavyweights, and you're like, oh, this is the best of the best. This is the Hawks and the Suns.
The Lakers weren't the best of the best this year. No. The Nets could argue. No, at one point we were saying, yeah, the Nets are.
Yeah.
It's the Nets. And you never could argue that with the. That was the thing in the West. You never got to lock in with the Clippers or the Lakers to say, oh, this is definitely the best team. Like, you could have just because of the reputation for a while, but at some point you had to acknowledge, especially after Anthony Davis was hurt, at some point you had to acknowledge. They're not playing good basketball, period. Like, the Lakers weren't good much of the year.
No. Well, they didn't have – they were hurt all
Even
year.
Even with LeBron, it was like
– all year they were hurt.
But guys just – they don't look like a good basketball player.
No. That was slapped together pretty – and I know LeBron is one of the greatest Lakers ever. I know that. One of the five greatest Lakers ever. Whatever. By the way, Trevor Bauer cleaning up the show. His parents, Warren and Kathy, live in the Woodlands.
Oh, okay.
And so just outside of Houston. And he currently, I guess, resides there with them
probably
in the offseason.
Probably just California moving to Houston. Just more of the same.
Yeah. No, it's what California
they probably
do.
Came from Los Angeles. They probably came from Orange County. That's just a total guess on my part, but that's probably accurate.
That probably is accurate. And you know what else is accurate? That Doc Linville is going to give you hair. That's right. Hair. If you're looking for hair, all you got to do is go to 975hair.com because it is an awesome, awesome process. You'll love the doc, too. He's great. Got to spend a little time with him. We spent a little time on the golf course together. He's a great guy. You will love it. You'll love all the people in his office. He hires well. I'm just going to say that. That's all I'm going to say about it. The job that he does is second to none. The neo-grafting is a process that is different than it was before. The way that you move the hair from the side and the back to the top of the head, it's not painful. It's easy. It took about 4 hours in the chair, and about 8 months later, I feel great about my hair. You will feel great about your hair. I'm going back to get the PRP. If you're just thinning, you can get the PRP, which will encourage growth in your hair. It's all happening right now, guys. You need hair. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here to hang out with us on the show. Our Astros looking like crap again last night. It's okay. They've gone through this. This team is a little bit too streaky, though. Now they do play when it's on the line, big games, and it started in New York after they lost the first couple of games, and Gerrit Cole was on the mound, and they came away with a 7-4 win with Gerrit Cole starting. That put them at they were 500 at 15-15 at the time. That put them at 16-15, and since then, they were 15-15. So since then, they are 33-17. So that is that was the impetus for them in big game situations. And despite the fact that they just don't play well against lesser, They just don't play well against lesser teams for whatever reason. And this is this run right now, this 10-game run against Baltimore and Detroit, they're just 5-4. They got to win today to actually have a winning record against Baltimore and Detroit over this 10-game stretch. And six of the games are Baltimore, one of the worst teams in baseball. Baltimore, they're two of the worst teams in all of baseball. And so it'd be nice for Luis Garcia to step up tonight and get the win. Urquidy is a little bit of a problem now with the shoulder. Hopefully, it didn't look good. That didn't look good.
No, it didn't. And for those who missed it, he was out after one. It's a concern. But you are deep at starting pitching. I mean, you're running around with a 6-man rotation, and you got a guy like Christian Javier in the bullpen. So you do have the ability to fade it.
Yeah,
I mean that's not. I would say that's not a problem. The problem is you don't want to. Well, I think that's the good thing about being a 6-man rotation is now if Urquidy has to go out, you have, and this is a guy who's missed some time, but if Urquidy has to go out, your bullpen is going to stay the same because
that's right.
You don't, you know,
that's a, that is a
sliding
problem.
The guy out of there.
That is a problem.
Well, it wasn't going to be any better. Well, yeah, it could have been better actually when you went to 5-man rotation and you could move Urquidy to the pen or Odorizzi to the pen or even Garcia, which doesn't seem preferable, especially when you're relying on him to be your stopper today.
Yeah.
If a guy's a stopper for you, he shouldn't be in the pen.
No. But I think he was most likely. But we don't know what they were going to do because it's not happening now. It sure would have been. I don't want like Belak to be hurt or anything. But I, if I had my preference, it wouldn't be Urquidy. That's for sure. And you're right. It does because everybody moves down now. And you got if you go back to the 5-man rotation, you bolster your bullpen, and that's not going to happen now. It doesn't look like that was scary because his velocity dropped, and he knew when he threw that last pitch, he said, "Come on out, this is not good," and he just walked right. He knew he was done, and so that's not going to be any. It doesn't look like it's going to be anytime soon. It's a shoulder though; it's not an elbow, which is a good thing.
Yeah, but shoulders can last.
Yeah.
I mean, it can take a little time for a shoulder too. And shoulder, you know, it will not surprise me to see them fire him up on the IL. And
oh no, he just, will. I mean, yeah.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, that's going to happen. That's more than likely. I mean, they're not going to mess around with his shoulder. Lance had shoulder problems, right? And he was able to come back. It took a little while, but he was able to come back.
When are we at All-Star break?
After next week. We got four against Cleveland. Then we got the A's here for three and the Yankees here for three. 10 games away. Today is the 81st game.
So July 13th. So that's the game. So it gives you All-Star break is what going to be that Sunday. So you're talking about the 11th. You have the getaway games, I guess, on the Sunday, which is the 11th. So you'll have 12, 13, 14, 15, I believe. So that's a good time for the Astros. It may be coming at the right time considering Urquidy's injury.
Well, they start back up, the 16th. Friday the 16th.
Yeah. So you get that
full. He's got time.
13, yeah. 14, 15.
You don't have him for these 10 games. You're going to get July 5th off. So you do get a little bit of a break for that you don't need the 6-man rotation anymore because you're moving into where it would be a 5-man rotation. And you got your All-Star break, which goes from the 11th to the 16th. You got that nice time that Urquidy's going to be able to get healthy. So maybe hopefully he'll be able to come back sometime quickly after the All-Star. We'll see. We have no idea how severe it is. He's probably going to go get an MRI today, and we'll see what's going on in the shoulder. So, but that's bad news. This is not that's not one of the guys that you wanted to see go down. Certainly, he was pitching well, and the whole rotation has been pitching well. And you were hoping that one of those guys would go in the bullpen, and that's just not going to happen now. But you know what else you hope for is that you actually come up with some hits in clutch situations. That'd be great.
Yeah, you do hope
that'd
for
be,
that.
That'd be great.
The speaking of the Astros and building the team or the team roster, Major League Baseball draft is right around the corner. It's going to be July 11th to the 13th. Obviously, it's inside the All-Star break. That's All-Star Day is the last day of the draft. The 13th. No, All-Star Day was the 12th. So right in the middle of it, 11th through 13th. And 20-round format. And if you go to the Astros, ESPN did an entire write-up of every team. And the Astros, we know they don't have a first-round pick, but they've got their little – they've got their draft profile of their team, where their farm system ranks. Where do you think the farm system ranks according to ESPN?
The Astros farm system? It's got to be near the 29th.
28th.
28.
Biggest system strengths. What are the biggest system strengths?
I would say, well, we know that Siri is a bit, probably they're looking at Pedro Leon as a probably position, maybe outfield.
You'll never get it. Upper minors depth. So the depth in the upper minors, I guess. That okay. Seems like a very generic thing. Biggest system needs. Well, now, what do you think the biggest needs are? System.
System needs? I would say relief pitching.
Outfielders.
Really?
That's what they say. How they typically draft. They pivoted a bit from being the most progressive team in baseball, that is, leaning hard into analytics, to while under new GM James Click, diversifying their approach a bit, but still targeting spin rates and players with the most upside. Best fits, their first pick is 87th overall. So as a wild shot in the dark, prep right-hander Thatcher Hurd and Patrick Kubik. Indiana right-hander McCade Brown. I don't know any of these guys. A JUCO pitcher. Past five first-round draft picks, and they go through them. Corey Lee in 19. Catcher Seth Beer. Remember Seth Beer in 18?
Yeah.
What's he doing? He's an outfielder. J.B. Bukauskas in 17.
Beer 30.
Forrest Whitley is 2016, and then Alex Bregman. Last time we've seen a first-rounder be a factor has been 15. 2015. It's been, you know, we're 6 years now. Gotta start. You can't keep missing on first rounders. Seth Beer, Bukauskas is gone, we know, and Forrest Whitley. And we know Forrest Whitley. And I'll have to check and see what Corey Lee is doing. But you need those first rounders to show up. And you were built on first rounders. You're built on Carlos and or first or second rounders, you know, obviously.
Bregman, McCullers.
Carlos, McCullers.
One was Tucker.
You.
Was he a high pick? I think he was.
Yeah, I think he was. Was he a second rounder, I believe?
No one knows. And it's impossible to find out.
And then you have Jose Altuve, who you hit on, obviously. George Springer, who you hit on. So it's going to be built in the minor leagues, and that's what's concerning. You look at the first round
fifth
picks.
Fifth pick overall, Tucker.
Yeah. I mean, those are first rounders. Yeah. That's what concerns me is you got to build from within. That's how it's built. And if you're not hitting your first rounders now and you start getting into the process of trying to pay for guys, pay for other teams, trying to pay premium rates for other guys' players where you're paying retail prices all the time, you get really stuck. Like, you get in a bad place. You have to build this. The Astros saw it. They were, after the Randy Johnson deal and then they didn't draft very well, they were stuck for a while where their minor league system wasn't, you know, it was Luke Scott and it was – just a bunch of guys who weren't really – you had a very brief run from Morgan Insberg, you know, where he showed up very briefly. They gotta start hitting these first-round picks.
No, they didn't have any last 2 years. And they don't have one this year.
I mean, this year and last year.
Don't have that. But what they've done is another a wonderful job scouting South America.
Yeah, they have.
They've done an incredible job. And you only get – you only get so many picks, and you only get so many guys that you can, and they have done a fantastic job of wait. And then when they had money and other teams had run out because they emptied their South American coffers, the Astros struck. They had a wonderful plan on doing this. It's a complicated system of how guys that you can get in South America, and the Astros did a hell of a job finding great talent and swooping in when other people couldn't because they didn't have any money left. So they got to continue to do that as well. I mean, you can see that we talked about it yesterday. The number of guys that they've got on the cheap right now.
I forgot. I got to be careful about this because minor league baseball didn't go last year.
No.
So when you think, so I'm looking at Seth Beer right now. He's in Reno, AAA right now. He's still with the squad, right? He's still with the good guys. No. Who did he get traded for?
Everybody got let go. Everybody was let go last year, you'll remember.
You don't hang on to anybody at all, not even first-round picks?
Well, unless they were on your 40, man. Everybody was let go otherwise.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's with the Diamondbacks now in AAA. He's got, he's got 6 home runs. His OPS is 903.
That's not bad. That's good. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
you don't just pay for certain guys?
40
you let go of everybody?
That's what happened with.
You protected certain players in your organization.
You protected your 40 man. You protected your 40 man, and that, I think that was it for a lot of teams. A lot of teams just said you're gone. So thank you, goodbye. And those guys were all out of work last summer.
Yeah, I just didn't know it was that wide. I thought the Astros could have said, "Look, we've already paid you a certain amount of money. They're paying a first rounder, slotting."
But yeah, unless they thought unless they wanted to protect him on the 40 man, that was a way of a lot of teams. I don't know if anybody, if other teams. I'm not sure. Most teams, I think, let all their guys go.
It was a trade.
It was a trade.
Yeah, he is part of the Greinke deal.
Seth Beaver was?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'd forgotten that. So he and Corbin Martin, and because at the time, but Seth Beaver, Bukauskas and Corbin Martin and Josh Rojas were all part of the deal. So, yeah. So that was part of it.
Yeah. Whatever the case, the Astros need to rebuild their minor league system, but right now they got to win games. Right now they got to come up with some clutch hits. That's for sure. They're not doing, and they need to. They need to today with Luis Garcia on the mound. Taking a break. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.